I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Who's going to start today? Jelly starting today. Tama ba?
Jelly starting today.
Oh, shit.
205.
205. Okay. Here we go. Nararamdaman
ko yung happiness ni Jelly eh from Utah.
Darn it. I'm starting. And I did get to prepare. Oh, well.
Oh, wow, guys. I'm proud of us. Third week. Consistently recording. Bravo, bravo.
Yay.
Woohoo. So we are back yet again, but you don't know when we're going to disappear. No, just kidding. But the gang is back together recording for all of you and for us as well. This is the Eaves Gang. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Jelly, and along with the rest of the gang, you've got Monica Francesca, Delamar, birthday girl Delamar, and hello. Jude Rocha coming your way for episode 205.
Wow, welcome, 205. Welcome. Hey, you know what that's called, Jelly? Foreshadowing. Because next week, we're not here.
No, just as early as now, yes.
Guys, a heads up. Right?
Okay, just to let you know, why are we going to disappear next week? I've got instructor level trainings all weekend. And
For what?
Still for Theta Healing.
Aww. So a body jam.
No. You know, I'm contemplating on going back, but not body jam. I don't think my knees can handle it. Or no, I'm not sending that out. It's just I don't want anything that strenuous for my knees, but contemplating on body pump. Ooh. It's a program that I've always loved. I got trained in it. Oh, no, man, nasa isip mo, Delamar.
It's not a wonder you like it. There's pump in it.
May pumping action.
The joke writes itself, you know, Jelly.
You know, I think when they said pump, it's to pump the muscles. That's what it does.
It's hindi a yung pump na. The pelvic floor is a muscle. What are you talking about? The penis is a muscle.
Wala yung klase talaga ni Del lusot. Is body thrust, not pump.
Huwag natin parinig sa Les Mills yan. Baka gamitin din nila yun, body thrust.
We thought of it first.
Bring out trademark your sensual side.
Simula pa lang ng podcast, doon na napunta.
with a little slight violence. But consensual, okay? Consensual. Please, okay? In the era we're in. I know, we're not even allowed to say these things because it's a very triggering topic.
Oh, that's true.
We can't even acknowledge certain fantasies because it's going to be like, oh, you can't say that. Right? But we all know it resides in all of us. Can we just please admit that? Ladies, please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. I just want it out there. No, it's real. I love
it. In-amen niya yung sarili niya.
I know. I know. And this, and you know, it's very sacrilegious. Uh-huh. Anyway, I have another topic, but let's not do that right now. What was I saying? Yeah, pero diba? I feel like in the era we are, when we are most supposed to say the desires that is present in us, mm-hmm. that there should be no shame.
Mm-hmm.
We still can't say that because, right? And I agree that we shouldn't say it, but why not? But can't we just?
Right.
Everybody, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I guess we
about?
Just have to do like, we have to say it within a safe circle, you know? We can't just say it out loud. So many things like that.
So we say it inside of our heads.
No, with a, like, you know, like
this in a podcast.
In a inuman.
Where we have a
man. But we won't release it on the podcast.
No microphones when that happens.
Okay.
No. Anyway, I just thought I'd say that. But so anyway, your instructor level, going back to Jelly.
Yes.
I'm
just taking that next weekend. Actually, retake of basic, and then I've signed up for the advanced and still contemplating on the next level of classes kasi may tatama ang mga events. But I am taking that. More importantly, though, the reason why we're also not recording next weekend is because it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, which you didn't realize when we were scheduling until we talked about it.
Sabi ko, why not? Why not this weekend? Because, you know, my take on it is let's just keep going even if we're not complete. Because the way life is going, parang ang hirap, diba? But then I don't want them, like I do want us to give them an episode weekly so that they know they're important.
Nux.
Anyway, so sabi ko, oh, bakit hindi tayo magre-record? They had to tell me, dude, it's your birthday. I go, oh yeah, that's right. it's the big one. I'm having a midlife crisis.
So how are you? Okay, because you know you've already shared with us before that every time your birthday rolls around, there's a lot of feels. Sometimes it's introspective. Sometimes you just don't want to, you know, you feel a little something. How are we feeling this year?
naglabas na ng tissue.
Guys, where do I start? How much time you got? Okay, I don't have any friends in Utah. I just took a hit of something. And so, you know, it's like, for some reason, I'm so brave. I'm so fucking brave right now. I cannot even believe it. I think I'm just so tired of hiding.
Nah.
That's it. The Delamar. You know the Delamar? I forgot her, actually.
So now that you're turning 50 in a couple of days.
I know.
Fuck, right?
Yeah.
Though it's just a day.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's a day, like, but like, it's like you now in this kind of space that you are in right now. And how do you feel?
It's just so epic. Whatever I'm going through is epic. And I haven't got a soul to share it with because it's happening so quickly. And it's also quite heavy and also quite touchy. So it's not something I could share with the people here.
Right.
They won't understand. So I'm having to look within. Like, okay, you need to be your friend now.
Yeah. Like you will be your friend.
Yeah, I need to be my friend. And I vow to be a good friend to me. I'm learning boundaries. Within the span of 4 years, I had lost three very, very important relationships. Oh my God. The last one was just this last week. And it was crazy because it was happening again. Just being rejected again. Parang universe, tatlong beses. There's got to be a message that I'm not getting. So, I finally got it. I didn't question anymore that I was losing another one. I just said, well, maybe I don't need these relationships in my life. And that's very hard to say. I don't want to hurt feelings. This is not about blame. It truly isn't. But you really need to be around people who really like you. Who really like you. That even if you make a mistake, they'll get angry at you. But you know underneath it, there's love. That somehow, it's okay. You make a mistake, you're not perfect, it's okay. And that's a hard lesson because I've always had to perform at the highest level. I imposed that on me because it felt like I will not, you can disregard me for anything, but if I'm useful, if I'm smart, if I can see something that people can't see, they will keep me around because I am of service. I have to earn my space. That's okay in work, in your career, but that is truly not okay in family settings. We need to love our family. I don't know what that means for you, but you find out. How do you love people? You really think about it because me reaching 50 in a few days, I so understand the importance of time like I have never understood it. If I only have 34 years left after this, I want to give it to people who deserve it from me. And who wants to give it back to me in equal measure. And I don't want to be mushy. But I get that here. You don't say it. Sometimes you say it. But in many ways that you don't even know, you show it to me. And I'm truly, truly grateful because it was something that I did not expect I needed, nor did I expect to get it from you guys. I don't know why. But it's here now, and I'm so thankful. Si Jelly Laura. Yeah, it's crazy to me. That's why I don't want to question life when it happens to me. Because you just don't know. And if you're hanging on too much to what was familiar, you're going to miss the new.
Yeah.
You're going to miss it. Don't look back. Just what's in front of you. Mm. And right now, what's in front of me are the four squares of Eve's gang. And that's really important to me. That's been important to me since coming here. It felt like, you're going to go through some shit, Del. Here. I got you a support, okay? Kasi, I mean, di ba timing eh? Timing na timing. Kasi, di ba? So, there. That's a long ask way of answering Monica's questions.
Hi, thank you very much.
Thank you. Para namang Miss Universe.
Thank you.
Well, you know, love is really when you love somebody, friend, family. There's no, and then like when you said, when they make a mistake, they get angry at you, but there should never be a blame, you know? You're not supposed to blame them for their mistake. It's a mistake or shit happens. And I'm happy that we've all grown together in different forms. We've all evolved, you know? Thank God.
No, you know, ano, sang matinding ano, mura diyan.
Please. We need it. We need it right now.
No.
I-trigger mo ako. Trigger me.
Ang matinding TI.
But it's great. It's great because I'm so excited to find out that this version of you, this where you are right now, Del, what's going to happen now? We're just going to see it. You know, you don't even have to articulate it. We're just going to see it. And it's just going to show. It's going to come out. We don't know how, but it will. You know what I mean? Because like you said, I can't say it. But we're just going to see it in your actions and what's going to happen after. Big, small, doesn't matter. Sa kembot ko.
Makikita nyo sa kembot ko. Iba na kembot ko ngayon eh. may confidence na siya ng konti eh. It's growing.
See you walking down the street. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, Del.
Just a new way to see the world. Not always so tense.
Shut up. Okay. The tear, sir. Okay. Out of the way. Thank you.
Ako na lang. Tangin na nito ni Monica. Sana naman madali yung question mo. Sana naman, di ba? Kasi hindi niya ina-expect. Kala niya, I'm okay.
Well, when I saw that box of tissue, I was like, uh-oh.
May pre-game na kasi bago mag-podcast. So.
I know. That's the problem. The walls were already crumbling. Oh, I held it so together, guys.
You did, though.
Kayo? No, until the podcast is what I'm saying.
Better now than, you know, later. At least, lumabas na to before Saturday.
Yeah, you had your Broadway
your
trip.
Birthday.
And then you have another trip planned, which we're finding out when it's close to the date. But on the weekend itself of... what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to have...
I have no idea.
All right. Okay, so... Okay.
For your birthday gift, no household chores for today.
Yeah, I was going to say, just do nothing.
Because it's my birthday.
Understood na dapat.
Oo nga eh, diba? Understood na dapat, pero minsan hindi eh. So, say it out loud. Oo nga, no? Tama. Magparinig ako, oh my goodness, Cinderella. October 14? I'm not Cinderella today.
Say it the night before. Okay. If you're still wondering what to get me for my birthday, here it is. Don't make me do anything. On that day, I get to sleep in. You will take care of all the food, all the cleaning. I'm just going to do whatever it is I want. I don't handle any chores. Just say it out loud.
Akala ko sasabihin mo, at the stroke of midnight of October 14, no more chores. Pero pag October 15, balik na ako. Balik na ako sa yaya all around. Okay lang, ma'am sir. Okay, ma'am sir, coming. Okay.
All right, that's good.
Alam ko na, kasi mas maaga yung birthday mo dito sa Pinas. We will post that as what? Our birthday wish for you. Para alin? In the US, makikita nila on the day before your birthday. No, wala kang chores, wala, parang you'll be treated like a queen, the queen that you are. Tapos wala kang gagawin. Ganun! Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Noted.
Pero gusto ko talaga, princess. Pwede ba princess?
Oh, princess.
I don't want to be a queen.
Okay.
I want to be a princess. Hindi bagay. Pati ako kinikilabutan. You are not a princess, okay? Okay.
You all can right. be treated like one, Del. And that's perfectly okay. Accept it na.
No, kailangan na, no. You are the empress. Ooh, in the wow. deck of cards, nice. The empress is higher than the queen because the empress is the combination of all the queens in the deck.
Wow.
Yeah, so you are not a queen, you are an empress.
But I get you, because the princesses, they don't have to do anything. They just have fun.
I know.
It's pretty. The queen and the empress who have all the responsibilities. Ayoko nga, ay gusto ko princess. I agree.
Diba, Monica?
I don't want to have responsibilities, no, whatever. I just have to sit pretty.
You just have to be pretty. That's yeah. it. That's yeah. all you need. And wait to be rescued.
Set up,
wait to be kissed.
Sorry, all those woke people out there, but you know, after,
I know.
After a life we've led, we deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're ready. Yeah, we're ready for our fairy tale.
Pamper me. Oh my God. Okay. No, sorry.
No, I'm going to pamper myself.
Yes, you should. Just get a massage. Oh. Okay. So, wait. Side cuento. To deviate from your birthday celebration / tears. when you said, diba, kasi you said you moved everything from Manila to America, right? And then Jelly asked you that question. So recently, I had the honor and privilege to just hang out with some mamas who all of them, so there are four. Okay, all of them packed up, liquidated everything in America. Some California, the Bay Area. One was from the UK. The other, mostly California area, and then the one from the UK. They liquidated everything there, and they moved here to the Philippines. And I was like, my first reaction was like, why? Why? Because I was so intrigued about why would they do that?
Yeah.
And their families, right. Like they have children, let's say under the age of 10, you know, and one was here the longest 7 years. Another was like just been here for a year. The most recent just months. And they literally said they're like, you know, at whatever given point in their lives, they realized when they were in America or wherever, in whatever first world country they were in, they had such a strong pull to live in Manila, in the Philippines.
Is
and
it
again,
because
I asked them why?
Wait,
these mamas married a Filipino based in the Philippines?
No,
what's the
no.
story?
They're all
why
Filipinos.
Did they? Okay.
Filipinos married to a Filipino. One is like American or Mexican. And then the other one is the UK. She's half Brit, half Pinay. But then her husband is Brit, I think. But I was just because like I said, you know, I love my country. I love it so much. And I'm here and I'm happy to be here. But I also know the frustrations of living in the Philippines, right? And you
yeah.
come from a first world country where everything's kind of, you know, efficient.
Easy.
Right? Down to mm-hmm. normal paperwork, down to registering your car and renewing your license and all that, you know? But they said they are, and they're not aware, they're very aware of all the red tape and the frustrations that come with Manila. So I was so impressed. I was like, you guys are so courageous. I'm so impressed by your desire. Because they all said the same thing. There was just something that made them and their partner, or their husband, want to live here.
Did they grow up here for a
no!
bit?
No! No and no. That's what I'm saying. Very much of America. Lived, you know, went to school there. You know, there's only a part of them, whatever part that is that's Filipino, that's the one that, I don't know, something in them wanted to move here. Amazing, right? And then some, they're set up like they can work from home or they have clients from abroad, but they can do it through the, you know, internet and whatever. However that's set up, you know. But like really, they sold off their houses and they decided to buy here and all that, just that's just so, I just blew my
wild.
Mind.
Because it's happier here?
I think so. They're happier here, right? What I wanted to say was like, I was like, I want to record you guys. I wish I had a recorder and to record this discussion right now at this moment.
Yeah.
When you're kind of freshly here in different stages and then like talk to you again 5 years from now and see how it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're all, they love it. They want to be here. It was a choice, a big choice that they made. I was just so impressed. I was just so like wowed by the whole thing.
So not expatriates at all, because there's no. But more than a few of that.
I see a lot.
Who are Phil whatever, Canadians of all sorts, because we're all over the world. Yung mga Europeans na may halo na Pinoy, diba? So some, you see them obviously for showbiz purposes, for sporting purposes, playing right. playing for their mother country because one of their parents... mixed sila and diba?
There was one, this one mom, she said, you know, she was Filipina. She got her Philippine citizenship. She just has to like work on the papers. But then her husband, who's also Filipino, but his parents are already U.S. citizens. They're like, they're going to get married here in the Philippines so he can claim Filipino citizenship. So I mean, it's the opposite. So we had to laugh about that. I'm like, So anyway.
That deserves its own K-drama.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that's a great twist. I mean, plot. Moving your whole family to a...
those stories very often.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were four of them, so...
Yeah.
it's happening so unusual. More often now.
Is it because America is in the state it's in right now? People don't feel as safe?
Yes. I know for sure that like they feel that the money they're making will not stretch as much
there.
In America.
Yeah, here. Yeah. I mean, here.
So the money they're making, which is still probably in dollars, will stretch further here.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's so cushy for them. Much more cushy for them to live there, earning dollars.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Kasi talaga, ang laki eh.
Tsaka maraming nagre-retire dito na foreigner. Not in Metro Manila.
Uh-oh.
Kasi mataas na rin yung standard of living compared to if you live in, by the beach, mm-mm. in some province uh-oh. Where yeah. it's more peaceful.
Yeah.
Slow living. Diba? Kasi slow retired living. Ka na eh.
Sarap.
Mm-mm. Yun plano namin ni Tyler.
Slow living. A beach house?
Bohol.
Oh, Bohol.
Pag retired na, sabi niya, I don't think you'll want to be in Utah in the winter. We have to live 6 months in the Philippines.
Parang doon ako kinalabutan, Del, kasi parang, alam mo yun, you can see that far. Diba? And, you know, there's a future na at least we'll be in one country, kaya lang Bohol. Pero malapit lang.
Pwede din. Okay lang yun.
Oo. Eh doon yan na yung isa sa atin eh. So madali na yun sa atin.
Ano na tayo? Kanya-kanyang kaharian ng nasa beach. So, doon tayo sa Bohol.
Yeah, why not?
Saan ba si ngayon? Si Jelly, bumalik ng Zamboanga. May na doon. May isla na.
Oh my gosh, I want to see Zamboanga.
Sa pink sand.
Wow.
My goodness.
Very nice.
Anong province mo, Jude? Cebu?
Negros and Oriental. That's where
Sugar
my dad
Land.
Came from. Coconuts was the family. And my mom is from Misamis Occidental.
Where did they meet?
In Dumaguete, I think.
Ano, isa pa yon, isa sa atin kailangan tumira sa Dumaguete.
Dumaguete
na
baka ganda, diba? Specifically, you know, a lot of foreigners marrying into the community.
Excuse me.
And living
feeling
there.
Ko kaya lang ako. Oo, kaya lang ako pinakasalan para makabili siya ng lupa siya.
Yun yung ano ni, diba?
Yun yung long-term play ni Tyler.
Oo.
So,
oo, sabi niya, pwede na to. That, by the way, can I just say, I've never truly believed I'm cute until I met Tyler.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, and it's taken 12 years together.
No talaga. Kidding.
Uh-oh, to. And I was telling him, I started telling him, like, you know, you make me feel so beautiful. I believe you. Because I don't think you're going to lie. I don't think
he has a reason to lie.
Oh, there's no reason to lie.
Oh, hindi na kailangan mambole.
Oh, pero ano, you know, so whatever. Nakakatawa lang. To find you at this age, sana man lang nung 20s ako, di ba? Nakapaglandi-landi ako ng konti.
No, like, but I think, Del,
you've always been surrounded by people who would often express how they find you beautiful, how they find you smart. It's just that you never accepted it because you didn't see it for yourself. And now you're starting to. And that's when luckily Tyler expresses it and you get to hear it now. Because you see that about yourself.
I'm starting this book. And the first page of the book, okay, the name of the book is Immense World. And it's a book on... Anyway, I'll just say it. So the writer tells you immediately to imagine a gymnasium.
Mm.
And in the gymnasium, there's an elephant, there's a human, there's a bat, there's a snake. I forget what the other, an eagle or an owl, and one more critter. And then he proceeds to describe what each animal, including us, see in that gymnasium. So the elephant can hear the mouse, yung pala yung critter. Because elephants, their sense of parang below frequency, yung mababa, they hear it. So to him, it's loud. Anyway, the author starts to tell you that the owl is, kumbaga, what their point of view is of the gymnasium.
Right. Yeah.
Meaning to say, we are all living in the same gymnasium, but we're all perceiving the world in different ways.
Oh.
And that's between species, right?
Yeah.
But even among people, we already now know that we don't really see reality.
Mm.
So, mahirap. That's a very hard thing to accept because we think we so understand reality. Mm. But the truth is, what we see, that's how nature ensures that we live to procreate by making us see what we need to see to survive. So an owl doesn't need a lot of sunlight.
Mm-mm.
It sees more in the night. So the perspective is always so different. But we're not seeing reality in totality. We're only seeing reality in parts.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, well, so I'm like wowed by the first page of this book. And I go, oh my gosh, this is why you need diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why you need a lot of voices, even the voices you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly, we're seeing parts of reality. But we can't see it in totality.
Absolutely.
So, diba parang sa atin, just the four of us, even when we were going through the pandemic, our fears, you know, it was all coming from different sides. And then what we had to say to each other was like, oh, nga, no, tama. Sabi niya, ganon, ganyan, ganyan. And so, we can see a more whole view of the world than when we're alone. That's why you need people, eh. People need people, I told you.
What's the name of the book?
Immense that. World by Immense Ed Yong, World. Ed Hong. Ed.
Sounds anyway, like a good
there. I know, right? It's like wild. Kasi siguro, sana if you imagine it in your mind, like, probably that's how I did it because I not watch a lot of nature shows, so...
Speaking of nature shows, have you watched the latest, it's on Disney Plus, of Birdie Gregory?
What's that?
Yeah, he's like a wilderness photographer, videographer. He has a special, a series, like up close and personal, I guess, maybe with animals. And the one that I watched was about the killer whales. and their smart tactics on how to get the seals that orcas are on. Or? Orca. Oh, no, yeah, sorry, yeah. Orcas. Orcas, yeah.
No, it's the same. Killer whales or orcas. There yeah, was a, it's the same.
He called them something else, like a bee. Anyway.
Botanding?
No. But anyway, so Yun, it was just so, and he had such incredible footage and narrative about how they work as a team, as a pod, to get this one weedle seal that was on an iceberg. And they work together to create a wave to push it off. I was like, oh my God. So that was the first thing that got me. But then he has the other one was, I think, about dogs and hyenas. And then the other one was, anyway, it was very, very interesting about that. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I was just, sorry, go on, Jude.
No, you first.
No, I was just having a discussion with Rhoda about these nature shows, and we were like, isn't it so sad that they have this rule of non-interference?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. even if you already see that there's something you can do to save, let's say, Rhoda was talking about how he watched, there was this documentary on penguins, and they were like on a slab of ice. The adult penguins and a couple of the baby penguins, but on another portion, they were all baby penguins. And then it started to crack.
Oh no!
And then the baby penguins were, you could see the slab of ice was starting to move, that, you know, if humans just interfered and put like a plank of wood, the, you know, the parents can still get to the babies, or the babies can walk off to, but they can't. To walk off to the parents, but they cannot do that. I'm like, oh my God, that must be so heartbreaking to watch, because okay. you can't interfere, even if you know you can and you can save them. So mm-hmm. just, you know, things watch like, it would one. Be interesting to talk to the photographers and videographers.
Animals Up Close is what it's called. Animals Up Close with Birdie Gregory. It's very good. Watch it. And him, and imagine, like, now there's drones. Yeah. So he has this really cool drone. Na may camera setup siya na he can follow. And then there's another camera setup somewhere else. Ang ganda, ang galing. Like, just, it was amazing. I mean, I'm not usually a fan of, like, you know, nature shows. But this one really got me. I was like, wow.
Was it the pictures that got you?
The story.
Or the story they were telling.
Those, yeah. About those orcas.
Killer whales.
Those killer whales. Because ang talino nila. They were so smart and a little manipulative, you know, like.
No, they're cunning.
Yeah.
They're very cunning. And so each pod is led by a matriarch. It's a woman.
It's a woman.
You can tell it's a woman.
That's it. The woman.
Killer whales. It's a woman. For the bees, it's a queen. Already a queen. Telling you something.
So the head matriarch actually leads them to, like, where the hunting grounds are, where to lead the whole pod during the winter, how to care for the young. And they have a specific culture, so that they compared, like, pods, between pods, iba. Their style of hunting, their calls, that sound they make. And some of the orcas here in California, I think, started attacking boats, yachts.
I read that.
They're trying to figure out why.
They're trying to figure out why. Because if that's part of the culture, they're going to pass it down. They're going to keep attacking yachts. That's scary. I don't know.
Because it's in their territory? Is that why they're attacking it? I wonder.
I think the explanation that they're looking at is one of them might have been killed by the what do you call that? The propeller. It might be that they associated that death with the ships, thinking they're being threatened.
Oh,
diba?
Man.
Puede, diba?
Oh,
don't cross a woman.
You should watch The Creator. Have you seen that movie yet? Or have you heard about it? John David Washington stars in it, so does so Gemma Chan.
It's pretty
is
good.
Is it the one that's in the cinemas?
Yes, Jude. Yes, yes.
Ah, talaga. Okay. Yeah. Maganda siya. It.
For me, I liked
it. I just saw it. So I was like, oh, okay.
What's the top? I mean, what is it about?
It is like this futuristic world where AIs and humans are coexisting. But humans, of course, don't like the AI because there was this apocalyptic bomb that went off that was blamed on the AI. And then there is... Oh, basta. I cannot... Basta. It's like... I went into it not knowing what it was. All I knew that it was about AI. It was like a sci-fi film. It was the director of Rogue One. It had John David Washington, who is the son of Denzel Washington. He's very high.
Tenet.
And he's also in Tenet, yeah. And of course, the beautiful Gemma Chan. So I'm sold. And Ken Watanabe was also in it. Let's go.
I'm sold.
Let's do it.
No, Ken Watanabe. I like him.
Right? Like, let's do it. Like, I don't even know. Because I like watching movies like that. I have no idea. Like, I feel like I think I'm going to want to watch it. And then I don't want to read the reviews or anything. Let's just go in it and watch it.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. And I'm going to say that was the day where a lot of things happened to me that I realized the world is changing so very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
With the AIs, with social media, and like what we put out there. What else? After that movie, Al and I had like one of our grand talks, like, oh my God, all of this, just whatever happened through the course of the day, and then we watched this movie, just all like culminated in this big mind thing, right? So it was very interesting. I don't know. It has left me in a place where I'm not sure. Where's our world going? What's going to happen?
Unrecognizable for us, but for the youngins, they're born into it already.
The dangers, the pitfalls. I am right now, honestly, in a weird stage where I have to be very, very careful of what I post about my son on my social media pages. Because I think as he grows up, as he starts dating, and look, we've all done this. We've all deep dived into somebody's IG account and kind of did our own little research on whoever strikes our fancy, or even whatever celebrity. You kind of connect the dots. You look at all the social media pages. So there's some girls who are doing this and going through my account
to find out more about him.
Yeah.
OMG.
Not find more, but photos of him.
Like,
to spot him, like baby.
Yeah.
The baby version of him. But I mean, whatever I've posted, they've seen. And I said, whoa, what? They found that? So that is where I am right now. I always ask him, can I post this? And even if I want to, I'm not. And it's only going to get, I don't want to say worse. It's only going to elevate as he grows up, as he starts to go out in the world, as his own person. Nothing dies on the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm very wary now of what I'm putting out there.
I had to tell one of my friends who's a new mom because she had posted photos of the passport of their child without removing any of the information. So full name, the birthday, everything was there. It's like, this is a full passport shot. And I'm like, oh, darling, remove that. Remove that for your protection, for your child's identity's protection. Remove that quickly. Tapos sabi ko, unsolicited advice, but coming from, you know, your ate, because she's always seen me as an ate. careful when you're posting stuff like that, especially your information or your child's information, lalo na wala pang consent nung child mo kasi their information's going to be on the internet. And when they're all grown up, people will have this knowledge. Their birthday, everything was posted. So, yun. And then I had to tell naman somebody who was very close to me. I'm like, careful then when you're posting videos. Kasi there are a lot of pedos lurking in the internet waiting on parents who will post their child running around and then, you know, seeing the underwear. You know, that's what they're looking for. So I'm like, careful when you're posting stuff like that. So, yun.
My brother did the same because I took a picture of my green card just to show them on, but not
like
on,
a like private
on Viber.
Group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he said, delete after.
Yeah.
And then, okay. And we all deleted.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Is it the card card now? You have the card card?
Like this. Oh, yeah. Didn't I tell you last week?
But I think it was just a paper or like a document or a...
Oh, no. I got the card itself. It's really
congratulations.
Green.
It's really green.
It's really parang green. Ano,
the green card.
Parang yung salap eh. Green.
like the Statue
it's
of
currency.
Liberty, actually.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey.
The freedom that comes with that now.
Oh, I didn't quite understood how it felt. I mean, I was feeling it, but I didn't know that it was weighing on me. Ay, hindi ka pwede lumabas. Wala ka namang planong lumabas. Pero the fact that you can't kind of makes you feel agitated. Buhay OFW, buhay ano, immigrant, diyan talaga. That's what you face. Yeah. Who would have thought? I'm an immigrant. I'm an immigrant.
Happy birthday!
Birthday!
Happy birthday!
Pa-birthday sa'yo ng US yun, Del.
Oo. Yeah.
Right?
Alam mo, I swear, the series of events, it's like, if I were to write this, I'd have a novel.
Sabi nila dapat may green card na to bago mag-birthday ng
Pagbigyan na natin 15 is siya. Okay, thanks Manang. Thanks Joe.
So does it feel like this is like literally a new chapter in your life, Del? Coming into it. You've closed many.
Yeah. I think that it's really, it really is. It's so weird. Like, you know those movies where the character faces a new day?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like.
Nah.
But I didn't even know that was nighttime.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I was just trying to bear it all.
Yep.
That's what you do, right? Tawag ng nanay ko ng tiis.
Yes.
Anak. She used to say, anak, sa buhay, ang babae, kailangan matutong magtiis. And it really did me in. That wasn't good.
Can you let it go now? That belief? Yes, please.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to suffer.
Exactly.
There is suffering. There is pain. God, I know there's pain. But I do. I'm very familiar with it. But, you know.
It's going to be good.
You know.
It's going to be good. The next.
It's going to be
50 years pa.
Ayoko 100.
34? How many more years? 34 years?
No, you'll be a functional 100-year-old, Del. 34 yung sabi niya kanina. For the next 34 years. Ay ko, ba't naman 34? Ang specific naman.
I know.
No, do you know why it's 34?
Why? Well, let Del say.
Both my parents died at age 84.
Whoa.
Yeah. They both died age 84. Both died on a Sunday. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's why
Yours will be the next 50.
That's yeah, right?
Functional Cadell. You'll be a 50. Functional 100-year-old.
100-year-old pala, yeah.
Mm-mm. There's more of that now because we have better knowledge. We have better technology. People are taking better care of themselves now, mentally and emotionally, compared to how it was before.
You'll return the favor, Del, when these two turn. Don't worry.
I thank you, Jude. Ay, nako. Alam ni Jude ang feeling.
Oh, so,
magkakampi na tayo ngayon.
It's a few days away, but yeah, I will formally welcome you to the... the Gilded Age. Let's call it the Gilded Age.
No, don't do it. I don't want to join your club.
And when the time comes, so will we with these two.
With open arms. Welcome. Yeah. Come on in. The water is not Rolex so scale. Great.
Wow. Really? I'll hold you to it.
Just asa Rolex ko? Jude, we'll gift each other. Rolex ko? Ay, sandali lang.
Yun ang ating calling card.
Wow. Sarap.
You have to earn that. Pag 50 na. Okay.
All right. Well, with that, happy birthday, Del.
Thank you.
And I'm sure our listeners are going to love this episode.
You have wishes for Del? Jude, Fran?
Ikaw muna.
I know
baby
you do.
Girl. My wish for Del is that she finally sees, like truly sees, recognizes and accepts about herself the same way the people who truly love her have always thought of her, accepted her, and expressed themselves to her. That you give that to yourself consistently.
Sabi nga ni Lizzo, it's about damn time.
It is. Yung sinasabi mo nga kanina na you're at a phase wherein you're setting your boundaries, you're accepting yourself, you're, you know, saying all of these wonderful things about yourself. Sa isip ko kanina, I have to make sure to remind the listeners not to wait until their 50th before they do that. You know, to do that much earlier because you can. You can.
Yes.
This is Del's journey, you know, but you can definitely get there earlier. And it's so much nicer when you get there earlier, even if idol nating lahat si Del, wag natin antayin maging 50 before we truly learn to love ourselves. That's just my wish for Del. She sees herself the way we see her. Yun.
Yeah.
Love ikaw, Fran.
Alam mo na yan.
I don't know.
Alam mo na yan. I think I'm just so, obviously every year I get more and more grateful that Del has opened up and shared a lot with me. We've shared a lot together as the podcast, and me, her one-on-one with Del, something really I really never thought would happen. I think I'm just so, I don't really have a wish because I know things are just going to all fall into place for you. Yeah. I'm just very, very excited to see whatever unfolds because you've been through the ringer and you're on the other side now. And it's like the next, literally, you know, because people say, oh, I closed the chapter. For you, I really feel it like this is the next thing, whatever it is. And I don't even know what it is, but I feel like things are falling into place. Hmm. And they might not have any rhyme or reason as it happening. But one day you're going to wake up and you'll be like, oh, kaya pala. And then you'll be doing what you're meant to be doing. Yun lang. And I can't wait till we all get together, whether it's in the States or in Manila, or if it's in Bohol. No, I don't want to wait that long. Kasi retirement na yan. But no, I just really cannot wait till we're all together in one physical setting you know,
what an episode that will be.
Jelly with you, yeah. And there's no pressure. There's no sadness. It's just really steady.
Talk. Looking back at everything with fondness.
Mm-mm, just cash. Keeping it cash, you know.
Keeping
it cash, but in the lap of luxury, you know.
Yes.
Ganon.
Flush with cash.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yan.
I just want to welcome Del to the club. It doesn't feel so lonely anymore that you're going to be joining me. It's no different.
I did it for you, Jude.
It's no different, let me tell you. With the changing attitude, just, you know, I guess continue to be you. Flaws and all, that's who we are.
That's who we are.
And the longer we go, the better it'll feel, as long as we're being honest. So whether it's small steps, huge ones, peaks and valleys.
Mm. Yep.
Well, that's life, so just allow yourself, as we all will be, allowing ourselves to live, you know, whatever comes our way.
I love it.
Sino ba magtatapos eh?
We love you, Del. We love you so much, Del.
I have a wish for myself.
Okay.
Ayun.
Yes, please. I'll
dapat
end it.
Keke.
Adele's gonna end it. Okay, you say your wish and then you wrap up the show.
Keke. I think that I thought there was something I wanted to reach, I wanted to do, I wanted to achieve. I don't feel that need now. What I most want is to be still. I want to be still and I want to be quiet. And it's ironic because you have to say it, breaking the silence. But this is not the time to be silent, okay? But pipili ako ng panahon. But I think that is where I feel most at home, if I'm being honest. In solitude, which is not to say I don't love my family, okay? But I'm slowly recognizing that that's really, truly who I am. And it's not because I don't like people, but there's something that stillness is calling me to. And I feel like I'm whole there. So I wish for more stillness in my life. And I hope that every day that I can find it, I will be grateful, and that somehow that stillness, which I want for myself, will be of benefit to everybody I meet. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my wish.
That's it. Don't forget the pancit. It's your birthday.
For long life.
For long life.
Okay.
All right.
That is 205, Fran. Back to you.
Back to Jelly.
Ay, back to Jelly.
Jelly, sinumulan mo.
Tapusin mo na eh.
Tapusin mo na.
Well, that's it, Pansit. That's it for 205. 50th birthday celebration of Della Mama on the Eavesdrop podcast. When we post about this, please do not forget to put in the comments your birthday wish for Del, how she may have changed your life, everything and anything about Del. We want to see it on this post for this particular episode because we are celebrating, you know, our Della Mama. All right. And that's it for this episode of the Eavesdrop podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just reminding you, we will not be back next week, but we will be the week after that. All right. Thanks for joining and we'll see ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.